News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The government has confirmed the location of almost 2,000 beds for Ukrainian refugees across five different locations around the country. It comes as new rules around social welfare and accommodation for Ukrainians kick in from this morning. Nick Henderson is CEO of the Irish Refugee Council. We're also joined by Donica O'Leary, Sinn Féin TD spokesperson on social protection. Nick, firstly, your reaction to news of the new accommodation centres?
Yeah, we are concerned by these proposals. Ireland has done huge things. The government, the people, communities have done huge things to support refugees from Ukraine. But we have a particular concern around what happens after the 90-day stay. The government have been very clear in stating that it's a stay restricted to 90 days. And then after that, we have huge concerns about what a person would do. In the words of Heather Humphreys, Minister for Social Protection, during the Dáil debates on this, she said people would have to go out, get a job, find somewhere to live, or go home. From our perspective and our experience of working with people in direct provision who get status and the general housing and homelessness crisis we have in Ireland, we would be very concerned that people would struggle to, after 90 days in a new country, go out and find somewhere to live in the private rented sector and have the means to afford that type of rent.
Just before I bring in Donica, I suppose the argument would be, and I presume the thinking government would be, is to reduce the pull factor that was clearly there when we had very generous social welfare benefits for Ukrainians and guaranteed accommodation. And indeed, the numbers have already started to drop since this measure was announced.
Yeah, that may be the thinking in government, but we would have always, and we would have discussed this before, we've always had an issue with the theory of behind the pull factor. And indeed, the Taoiseach said last night in Boston or in the United States that it's worth thinking more about push factors that push people to leave. Ukrainian Action, which is an organization supporting refugees from Ukraine and Ireland, released a survey last week, a really detailed survey of people's Ukrainian people's experience in Ireland and why people come to Ireland. It's things like English language, relatively here, it's far from Russia. Accommodation support from the state is a consideration, but I think it was only something like 7% as the main reason.
Yeah, so, well, Nick, is it not? I mean, are they really going to say we're coming here because the social welfare rates are the best? I mean, is it not naive? And you know, you can absolutely believe that Ireland has a duty to play here. You can absolutely be sympathetic to the plight of Ukrainians. You can welcome with open arms, but you can also do that while accepting that, of course, if we have the highest rate of payments, there is going to be a pull factor there.
Well, it may be the highest rate of payment, but it's also someone would also living in state provided accommodation have to pay for their food that they receive. So you do receive a standard rate of social welfare that an Irish citizen would receive, and that's set out in law. It's been in law for some time that there's an equivalence between the two. But you would also have to pay for your food. You'd have to pay for your clothes, your travel, and so on and so on. So there are always a variety of reasons why people leave a country and come to a particular country. Okay. But I would, and we've always said we think it can be overstated that people are coming for a particular reason.
All right. Donica O'Leary, Sinn Féin TD spokesperson on social protection. What's your take on it?
Well, just in terms of the social welfare side of things, like, I mean, we agree with the fact that there was a need for an adjustment. Ireland is way out of line with other European countries, and we supported that. Now, what we would have done differently is we don't think that, you know, at the minute the proposals is you get the lower rate if you are in these five centres. We would be of the view that it should apply to everyone who's coming after that date, because, you know, you actually now have this situation where people inside the centres, particularly if they're in places where the rental market is a bit lower in rural areas in the west of Ireland, they would be substantially better off if they left the accommodation. But it also creates the situation, and I agree with Nick in this regard, like, I mean, after 90 days, you know, in places where the rent is much higher, they're not going to be able to find other forms of accommodation. And I would be concerned that you will find that people end up on the streets and that they won't have anywhere to go. So in our view, the approach that should be taken is it should be all people who are arriving after today, after the date of the commencement of this, should be on the lower rate, but we wouldn't be removing people after 90 days. I think that the government's proposals, while we agree with bringing Ireland into line with other European countries, the government's proposals, I think, will in some areas where rent is lower lead to competition in the private rental market, and in other places will lead to people who are in this accommodation becoming homeless and being on the streets in substantial numbers. So we would have a lot of concerns in that regard. But I think you know, the situation that was there in terms of social welfare rates wasn't sustainable.
Can I bring you back in? Do you agree with what Donnacha is saying there in relation to all Ukrainians being on the lower rate?
No, we wouldn't agree, for the particular reason that if I come to Ireland and I choose not to go into state-provided accommodation, I do receive the social welfare allowance that an Irish citizen would receive, but I don't receive anything else other than rent supplement. I'm specifically excluded from the housing assistance payment. So think of, I'm a single mother, I'm coming to Ireland with my child, I get the social welfare allowance, I might be eligible for rent supplement, but thereafter I'm on my own. In our experience working with people living in direct provision who would be entitled to housing assistance payment, who have that significant advantage over this new group of Ukrainian people, it's extremely difficult to find accommodation. So I just don't think we're going to get to that point where there could be a two-tier approach on the rental market.
That's not going to happen. The scenario you're painting is not going to happen.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I suppose it's the two-tier approach actually that we're concerned about. First of all, I think in the long run...
Or the theory than the practice you're worried about.
Well, no, the practice as well. But in the longer run, we have to look at the situation. The people who are coming from the Ukraine looking for international protection are in a very disadvantageous position compared to those looking for international protection from other places. And I do think, in the context of that, I think that the payment received by people in international protection needs to be looked at in terms of adequacy and so on. But I would be of the view, if you compare, a family of two adults and two children, if they're in a location where the rents are lower in the west of Ireland or in rural places, in top of that, the accommodation recognition payment, I don't think you want to be in a situation where people see that they might be better off leaving. But similarly, I think it's important that the accommodation is provided after 90 days. I don't think it's right to remove people.
Okay.
I think finally, it makes the situation worse.
Donnacha, your party leader gave an interview just before Christmas saying Ukraine should not be automatically allowed to remain in Ireland beyond next March. And she said it was a mistake to afford them special status. Is that Sinn Féin, still Sinn Féin's position?
I suppose it's like what I said a second ago, the Temporary Protection Directive is going to come to a conclusion. And I think, to be fair to everyone, there needs to be a plan for that. And I think, in that situation, most likely the situation is that people will either apply for international protection, if the war is still ongoing, many of them will get it, or they can apply for work visas. Both those options are open to people at the minute.
So no special status.
I think obviously, if people are fleeing conflict from the Ukraine, same as if they were from Palestine or Syria or the Congo, they would be entitled to apply for international protection and very likely they would potentially get it. But okay. I think we need to, there was an emergency response that made sense at the time, perhaps to some point, but ultimately people from international protection need to be treated one and the same across the board.
Donnacha O'Leary, Sinn Féin TD, Nick Henderson, CEO of the Irish Refugee Council. Thank you both for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.